Welcome to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. We're here at our studio in Deer Park, Texas. I'm your host, Patty Bell, and we're here today with Robert Armstrong with Carrare. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Can you tell us a little bit about you? Because after speaking with you a little bit, it doesn't sound like you're from Southeast Texas.
No, Patty, I'm from the Deep South. I'm from New Zealand originally. And I like to tell people that I'm a Kiwi that married a beautiful girl in Wisconsin and ended up working for a Japanese company in Houston, Texas.
Pretty cool.
So I started out going to a community college in New Zealand many years ago and got something like an associate's degree in mechanical engineering and worked in manufacturing there. And then like a lot of New Zealanders, I wanted to see the world and I really wanted to come to America. So back in 92, I jumped on a ship, I hitched a ride on a ship, sailed through the Panama Canal and ended up in Miami and then went and worked in a summer camp in Wisconsin. And that's where I met my wife. And after we got married, we worked in Wisconsin for 4 years. And then Carrare offered me the opportunity to move to Houston, Texas, back in 96. We did that, and we've been here ever since.
Well, that sounds like a pretty cool journey.
It was.
Did you work on the ship on your way over?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, yeah, worked on the ship.
Okay. Well, that's an interesting trip. I've only flown over there, but not on a ship. That took a while. How long did that take?
It was 18 days at sea, and we stopped a few places on the way. We went by the Pitcairn Islands, we went by Galapagos Islands, and went through the Panama Canal. So it was an amazing voyage.
Oh, it was interesting. Mm. Well, so at Carrare, you're now the project director, but can you tell us how you got to that place? Things that you did to get there.
Well, I've had a lot of great opportunities with Carrare and work with a number of amazing people. But I literally started out sweeping the floor in the technical center. I joined Carrare to help them build a technical center in Houston to support our customers throughout the Americas and around the world. And that was my first role, you know, technical service and then development. And during that time, I realized that I wanted to go back to school. And that was when I discovered San Jacinto College and University of Houston. So I went to school nights and weekends and earned a mechanical engineering degree. And that allowed me to keep on progressing within Carrare. So I worked in technical service and development. I worked in manufacturing. I eventually became the plant manager of the eval site and then also managed their business as the general manager. And now I'm a project director working on some of the really long-term projects we have to keep on building and integrating our different sites here in Houston.
Well, cool. Well, I went to U of H, so good. We're alumni together.
Yep. Go Cougs.
Carrare is a worldwide company. So what other countries is the company located in?
Carrare is a global company. So we think about our businesses around the Americas. So we have offices here in Houston. We have offices in Mexico, Brazil, and Argentina as well. Have offices throughout Europe. We have a lot of offices, obviously, in Japan, and then in Asia Pacific.
Good. I didn't realize it was a Japanese company, so that's neat to learn. Do you have an opportunity to go to some of those countries? Would that be some place that when you work for a company like Carrare, that hey, I'd like to see another part of the world? Absolutely.
That's a really important part of what we do to help people develop and grow and find their role within Carrare. So we have opportunities for people to travel for a few weeks or a few months or in some cases even a few years to go work in another unit, another business or another country. Back in 98, I went to Japan. I worked and lived in Japan for 3 months at the R&D center there.
Well, that is interesting. Neat to do that. So what are the things that Carrare makes? What do y'all do out there?
I really think of Carrare as a material science company. We make a lot of products that go into many, many different applications. And so there's a lot of development and technical support that goes into us helping our customers make use of our products. And really a lot of what we do is protect. We protect food from degradation. We protect medicines from oxidation. We protect the environment, and Carrare has products that go into a lot of automotive applications that prevent emissions of hydrocarbons into the environment. So, when you hear about emissions controls on cars, that's one of the key areas or applications for three or four different products that Carrare makes.
Well, that is interesting. It would be neat to have that information out to all the other people. I do talk to students a lot, and I talk to them about careers in the Gulf Coast region, so it's good to know what the companies are doing out there, because we drive by them, we don't know what they do.
Exactly.
It's not like we get to drive into them and go look around like you would get to look in a store to see what they do. And a lot of the misinformation in that they're just dirty plants and not doing our environment any good or not working toward that. So it's nice to learn what you do and how that would be helpful.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's difficult sometimes for people to make that connection between seeing a plant and understanding how the products they make actually, you know, benefit people and impact people's lives. I mean, one of the projects that I'm really proud of was back in 2000. Nike wanted to get out of using a greenhouse gas to inflate their air soles. You know, at that time, they were using a greenhouse gas to inflate all the air soles and all the sneakers they sold around the world. And we got involved with them, and over the course of 2 years, we developed some new materials, new technology on their side, and they took all of those greenhouse gases out of their sneakers, and they now use nitrogen. And so they can now inflate, you know, the air sole of a sneaker to about 20 psi, and it'll hold that pressure for nearly 3 years.
Wow, I didn't even know they put air in there.
Yes.
I mean, I guess I saw the word air, but I didn't know that meant they put air in there.
Literally.
I thought that meant we could jump in the air and jump higher. So I'm a student. I'm in high school. I don't know what I want to do. How would I learn about maybe what kind of careers are available to me, or where would I get started with that? Do you have any internship programs? Anything that somebody that didn't know where to start out there, what could be their first, or what classes might they take that would kind of prepare them for some of that?
Right. I mean, the first thing to remember is that, you know, when you're a high school student, you know, a young person, you've just got thousands of options in front of you. And that's the amazing thing about Houston. You think about energy, you think about manufacturing, logistics, medical, aerospace, all of those industries, all of those opportunities are right here in Houston. And there's lots of different ways you can learn about that. I mean, obviously through your, you know, a high school counselor, talking to friends and family, jumping on websites and just learning about what different companies do, you know, just searching for things. That's another great way to learn more about what's out there. Specifically for Karari, we do have an internship program. More so for college students at this point, so, you know, folks that are going to Lee College or San Jacinto College in the PTEC program, they'd have opportunities to intern with us.
Oh, that is good. I do, when I speak to students, I talk to them about a website, petrichemworks.com, and it does let them go and explore some of those things. So it's one of my missions is to make sure that those students know about that and they can look at it and make decisions like, that is a place that I might like to work. I didn't know they had careers like that here along the Gulf Coast region, which is probably has, like you said, more opportunities than most places in the U.S. for such a diverse kind of a workforce and companies that help support the community colleges.
That's right.
For those programs, you know, donating money for scholarships, helping out with instructors if needed at some of the different programs to let them know that what's out there. Because, again, you drive past it, but you don't know what's in there.
Exactly. Yeah, PetroChemWorks is another great resource for students.
Any other advice you might think you would want to give to students starting out in a career? And it doesn't have to be specific to the industry, but just advice that you might give them that would help them be a good employee, help them move along in a career, longevity in it, things that they may be looking for. I know that they would probably have to take a drug test, a background check, some things that advice you might give them.
Sure. There are a lot of really practical things like that. But I think, you know, stepping back and looking at it from a bigger perspective, one thing that I really want young folks to understand is that we've all been where they're at today. You know, we've all been there, uncertain about what we want to do, excited about all the different opportunities out there, and we've been there. And so there are a lot of people within the industry, you know, people that want to help and give, you know, young folks, young students, these kind of opportunities. So, you know, when you're sitting in that room and you're looking at a bunch of crusty old people, you know, they really do want to give you an opportunity, and they're excited about you working with them.
Right.
In terms of what we're looking for, right, when you're in that interview and people are asking a lot of questions, it's important to recognize what we're all looking for. Specific to our industry, we have to have people that have a high level of integrity. a lot of us are responsible for a highly hazardous process. And we're responsible for keeping that process and the people safe. And people are our most important asset. And we have to make sure that the folks we work with are people that we can trust. So they know that we are doing the right thing for them every day, and we know they're doing the right thing for us every day. So that's one of the most important things we're looking for. And then it really comes down to two things. It always comes down to aptitude and attitude. And aptitude is just the bundle of knowledge and skills and abilities that you have. And you can grow and develop those, throughout your career, right? I mean, I've been back to school 3 or 4 times, mm-hmm. Since I left high school, and I'll probably go back to school again so I can keep on developing, those knowledge and skills and abilities that I have. But the other thing is attitude. If we're looking for people that want to work, that want to learn, that want to grow, that are excited about manufacturing, about making something, and being able to look at that product that they made at the end of the day. And so that's the attitude we're looking for. And we will hire people that have a great attitude and help them develop the aptitude, develop those skills that they need for those jobs. And so Karari, like a lot of other companies in this area, is looking for people with great attitudes so we can help them grow and develop in whatever direction they want to go.
Well, good. That's good advice. Very good advice. I know that one of my coworkers saw you out at the National Night Out, and you were with a volunteer fireman. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things you do outside of work that you want to give back to the community or something you'd like to promote?
Oh, yeah, sure. Like a lot of people that work for Karari, I'm really involved in the community. I live a few miles away from our plants, and so I've been doing things in the community around Boy Scouts, around some of the local boards, and then just a few years ago, I volunteered to become a firefighter. So that's something that I wanted to do for a long time and finally had an opportunity to do as the family got a little bit older. But what I'm really proud of is all the other things that, my co-workers, the people I work with at Karari, also do in the community. They put a tremendous amount of time and effort into, obviously, educational efforts, STEM, robotics fairs, things like the Trash Bash, which we've done, I think, for nearly 20 years now. So there's a lot of opportunities to give back to the community within Karari, and we're very proud of that.
Yeah, that is nice. So can you tell us some of the other benefits that just working in this industry might provide to somebody that versus working maybe in a different industry, what this industry offers?
Sure. I mean, I think one of the most important things that we offer is safety. Obviously, within the chemical industry, there are hazardous processes, right? And we work with a lot of materials that could be hazardous. But because of all the efforts that everyone in the industry has put into improving safety of the equipment and obviously protecting people that work in that process, if you look at the injury rates in the chemical industry, they're much lower than a lot of other areas. So it's first of all, it's a safe place to work. It offers a tremendous number of benefits, so great pay, good medical programs, retirement benefits. All of those things are available for folks that come to work with us at Karari. In addition to that, there's opportunities to grow and develop in different areas. You might start in one area in manufacturing and be interested in moving into another area like sales or technical service. And we really want to give people those opportunities as well.
So you like to promote within the company? You have a good employee, you want to keep that employee.
Absolutely, we certainly do. Yeah, growing and developing our own people from the point they join us, that's very important to us.
Good. Well, I thank y'all for joining us. I thank you for speaking with us and giving us some of that information. It's really helpful. I'm hoping that I can show this to some of the students that I speak with and so they can see what you've got to say. The Gulf Coast Growth Show is on the YouTube channel for AllianceportRegion.com. We're also on LinkedIn and Twitter. You can follow us there and tune in again. Thank you.